100 years ago, a young Brooklyn Jewish man named Leo Frank was living in Georgia with his Southern Jewish wife and feeling increasingly uncomfortable about being in a clear minority. On a holiday called Confederate Memorial Day, when the South celebrated what Leo believed was nothing to celebrate at all, he planned to go to work at his job, supervising the operations at a factory that made pencils.
Did you forget? Today's Confederate Memorial Day.
Confederate Memorial Day is asinine. Why would anyone want to celebrate losing a war?
That's Jenny Eisenhower as Mrs. Frank and Ben Dibble as Leo Frank in the Arden Theater Company's magnetizing production of Parade. It turns out that Frank was onto something whenever he felt unwelcome in Atlanta. A young woman is found murdered at the pencil factory, and Frank is brought to trial for the murder without a shred of evidence. Jew haters seized on him, and public officials coerced people who worked at the plant to make up stories about him and deliver them on the witness stand. This true story unfolded at a time when the South still bore much hatred against the Yankees, about a half century after the Civil War. Here's Michael Philip O'Brien, who portrays a number of townsfolk with a sentiment about the Red Hills of Georgia, where his characters were born.
In the land where honor lives and breathes, the old Red Hills of home.
There wasn't much honor in Georgia for Leo Frank. If you don't know the story of his trial and subsequent life, you can learn about it at the Arden, in this sterling production where the live action plays out in front of designer York Cosino's large screen videos. The mixture of the images, both live and filmed, puts you into 19th century Atlanta and makes for powerful theater. The show was written by Alfred Urey, the man who wrote Driving Miss Daisy, with a score by Jason Robert Brown. Parade is not a musical you love. It's a musical you admire. At the Arden, it's an indelible production. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.